from Storyflow Daily. Dana Design Brief Order House opens in New York City, ODA's Chamford Manhattan Limestone, and a cemetery that powers itself with cremation. Welcome to Storyflow Daily Design. I'm Dana, the most visited new design space in New York City this week, per Desi. Danish design brand Order Copenhagen opened its first Order House showroom outside Scandinavia inside a landmarked New York City building on Late Street, with interiors by Jonas B. Paulsen of Norm Architects. The opening coincides with NYCX Design 2026. Ordo House will display a rotating collection of furniture and objects and host events. A structural read for Scandi design in the US market, the conversion from we sell at NYDC to we operate a destination space is the move that creates the cultural anchor. Ordo is the most disciplined version of that play to date. The Manhattan residential tower that's actually worth a look, per Design. ODA clad the Harper 21 level, 63 residence Upper East Side building in Chamford Limestone, drawing from Art Deco and Bauhaus. The sculptural facade with setbacks and protrusions is what differentiates this from the blocky boxes that have defined New York City residential the last decade. ODA continues to be the studio that finds form language within market constraints. The Harper is the strongest current example of that capability. The student project Design surfaced that actually deserves the attention, i.e. University's School of Architecture and Design exhibited a cemetery that generates renewable energy from cremation to power its memorial spaces. The piece doesn't soften the proposition. Every cremation is a high-temperature event that releases significant thermal energy, and channeling that into infrastructure is a form of memorial that previous generations would have found startling. As a thesis project, it sits at the right intersection of provocative and feasible, worth tracking the team in the post-graduation cohort. For product design specs, Design showed Nuvemobilt's tiny kitchen green line and Austrian modular kitchen system using bamboo, linoleum, and stainless steel. Curved end units with hot-rolled stainless worktops. Their execution decisions, no glossy plastic, no MDF, fully material honest, put this in a different category than the IKEA / plain aesthetic competition. Worth tracking distribution into the US market. And another IE University project, a mixed-use building for dance and well-being, plus speculative proposals for a workspace built into an unused train station and an Amsterdam office. The pattern across these student projects, adaptive reuse remains the dominant mode in continental European design education, in a way that US programs still don't match. That's your Storyflow Daily Design. Sources in the notes. Dana out.